Oh, did we start?
Yes.
Well, we've just been talking our ears off while we were waiting for you, man.
Yeah, we already basically did the whole podcast with you not even here, just not recording it, you know?
And see, and how inefficient would that be?
It's not our fault you're late.
A wizard is never late. He always arrives exactly when he intends to. I had to help a friend out.
Well, and I can't stay mad at someone who references Lord of the Rings, I guess. But
I don't know.
I mean, you didn't get the line right, but
he did not get the line right. But it's okay.
Pretty close.
I knew he tried. He put an effort
I knew what
into.
He was referring to, exactly. Which I guess is the important thing. Well, I guess I'll just start off talking about the Justice League trailer.
That works. See the Justice League trailer, Larry? I know you're so into the Justice League.
Now, you asked me that knowing I haven't seen it.
Okay, but that was a Justice League trailer.
I did hear rumor. Was it two Justice League trailers? Or is this the second one? What got a second trailer?
I think this is the first trailer.
The first one was just like a teaser.
Yeah, this is the first story trailer. Yeah,
This one did show Aquaman making quips at Batman's expense.
There was actual quips.
Oh, no, it's just like, you know, like, oh, hey, you dress up like a bat. I dig it, man. Yeah, things like that.
They weren't good quips, but they were quips.
Yeah.
And that's an improvement on DC.
Well,
movies.
A lot of people are excited to see them setting a lighter tone. I will say, though, that the trailer lost me when they started playing the Linkin Park cover to Come Together.
Yes.
Or, I don't know if it's actually Linkin Park, but it's along that vein, which is not good. I don't know. I mean, I have no reason to suspect that it's going to be good because so far their movies haven't been. A lot of people are really hyped about the Suicide Squad trailer as well, and that turned out to be a very silly movie.
A pretty forgettable movie, honestly. Yeah.
It wasn't what they needed it to be, and I worry that Justice League won't be either. Just, you know, set right the course. Although Wonder Woman's coming out before, and I'm still hoping that
Wonder Woman is, like, my last real hope.
I'm hoping it's solid.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's solid. And so far, it looks pretty solid. Well, I mean, all that I've seen from it.
Everybody was excited about that character.
Well, I mean, it's not... It shouldn't be discounted out of hand. I mean, it is an important thing, because it's going to be the first... female-led superhero movie.
Yeah, DC's actually beating Marvel to something for once.
As rare as that is these days, movie-wise. So, you know,
well,
that's something we shouldn't just
simply
dismiss.
Marvel believes that diversity is only for comics.
They're working towards diversity in their movie universe, though. I mean, Black Panther's coming out soon. You're gonna have Captain Marvel.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Though it would be cool to start, like, if we could get some of the more diverse comic characters into the movies, that much is true. We might see Kamala Khan make it into a TV show sometime soon. That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well,
humans are getting their own show, so.
Yeah.
I hear people complain about the lack of diversity in the toys as well.
So I don't get the toys, so I would not.
Well, I mean, I get parents wanting to buy stuff for their little girl who's seen the Marvel movies.
Well, that is a fairly common complaint, not just with Marvel, but with the action figure scene in general. Like, apparently...
most action figures are, you know, sold to little boys. It's typically the market that they're sold to.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I bet that number is slowly changing.
Oh, it definitely is.
It is, and it would be cool anyway. I mean, okay, things like Star Wars, like when they were putting out the Monopoly set, did not have a Rey piece, which is idiotic because she is the protagonist of Force Awakens.
Yeah,
right.
There is no excuse for not putting her in. There's only 6 Avengers, so it seems kind of silly not to include Black Widow in your action figure lineup.
Oh, right, because even if you didn't sell it to the small child, the adult collectors would buy it. Yeah.
So that is something that hopefully we are going to start to see more change as people raise a bigger and bigger stink about these things, which we are starting to see. And by starting, I mean it's been going on.
It's been going on for a while. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, anyway, the Justice League trailer looked all right. I mean, it didn't blow my socks off. I definitely still have some complaints about the DC universe as a whole.
The stuff, there was some stuff that a lot of people have complained about. It does seem like they are addressing it. Yeah. For instance, it seems like they're lightening up the tone of it.
They're lightening up the tone.
But that does kind of compare oddly with the visual style that they're maintaining.
And I still have my biggest problem with the DC universe is definitely the visual style and the visual tone of the movies altogether. They're all very dark. It's very CGI heavy. Like, Cyborg did not look great to me. I don't know.
I didn't like the parademons.
Yeah, I did not enjoy the parademons either. I can tell, you know, a decade after this movie is released and you watch it again, it'll probably age very poorly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is kind of just the animation is of the type where it's kind of hard to tell what the fuck is even supposed to be going on in the first place.
Yeah, it's too dark. Scenes.
Like, I can vaguely make out what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, those are still concerns that I maintain.
But it definitely does look like a positive step as far as the DC universe.
It'll probably be better than Batman v Superman.
That's not a very...
Have you screwed up the microphone again?
No. I don't think I have.
Okay,
I don't think I have.
Well,
it was switched all the way the other way.
So, I mean, it wasn't on.
So either we were super quiet or super loud.
Nah, I'm pretty sure we were super quiet.
Thank God we run such a professional operation.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, other bit of Justice League movie news is apparently they've already shown the concept art, something that no one should be surprised by anyway, that Superman is going to be in the movie.
Oh, definitely.
I mean,
there is no way
they weren't really hiding that. I mean, the soil was moving at the end of the last movie and everything.
Yeah, there's no way Superman and all
of
his 90s
Superman,
glory
does not come back and die.
Of course he didn't. He's going to show up at the end of Justice League and save everyone's bacon.
Yeah. And a black
what is this Justice League you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I was in a coma most of the 90s. What happened? You mean
he didn't. DC made
a
couple
big story.
Really bad books that sold very well.
Well, they did. After Death of Superman, there was Reign of the Superman. After which they did Return of Superman. I'm surprised you hadn't heard of them, Larry. Owning a comic shop.
All of them were pretty terrible.
I'm fairly sure we have them all in back issue.
I'd be shocked.
I know I've got a white bag and a black bag back there of the Death of Superman.
Yeah.
Best-selling comic of all time.
Bro. Yeah.
Well, wait, is it
or was.
Number one?
I don't know if it is now, but it was when it first came. When it came out, it was the best selling.
Well, also,
killing a major character was pretty rare.
Yeah, you say the best-selling comic of all time, and it's because, well, they printed so many of them. And part of
like X-Men one.
Me and Gomer were talking about it. They say they
Gomer.
Some weird guy you've never met.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I don't know a Gomer. I can't remember one. Oh well. Anyway, you were saying.
Just think of a fuzzy furball, and there you go. You might.
Oh wait,
have,
you mean Sideshow Bob?
Yeah.
Sideshow Bob.
Exactly, Sideshow Bob. But yeah, you know, they count their sales when it makes it to the store, not whether people buy it off the shelf.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
So it's whether you buy it, not whether me
and
them buy it.
Yeah. They don't care if y'all buy it.
Got it.
They've got their money once we've paid for it. Yeah. So that's a lot of their sales nowadays are hyped by, you know, 1 in 1,000s, 1 in 500s. You know.
Variants. Oh boy.
Right, I mean, so I think they did a 1 in 1,000 for
I'd be shocked if they did.
It seems like all their big books get a 1 in 1,000 now. But, you know, I mean, some of their books have like a 1 in 10, 1 in 15, 1 in 25, 1 in 50, 1 in 100, 1 in 500, 1 in 1,000. You know, then that's only if you buy that many of the regular covers. They don't count the A-B split different covers, you know. Here's the 5 different alternate covers. And, you know, they still haven't done, you know, quite as bad as, like, it seems the adult-oriented Archie always releases with 20 covers or 26 covers.
Yeah, Archie's ridiculous with that stuff.
It's like, well, we have a cover for every letter in the alphabet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, in other DC movie news, apparently there's this rumor going around that Joss Whedon's going to direct the Batgirl movie.
Yeah, apparently he is in talks.
In talks.
Apparently nothing's been signed yet. But,
yep.
That could be cool.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
It couldn't hurt for DC. My only problem is I really don't see how Batgirl can fit into how
the
dark...
Whedon-verse.
Yeah. That's true that Whedon's snappy dialogue does not pair well with the tone that they've set for DC so far.
Yeah. And the super grim, dark, nearly psychopathic Batman that we have in Batman vs. Superman doesn't really lend himself to having an extended Bat family.
Yeah. So I guess she would have to be getting her start at this time?
I guess.
Well, wasn't a Batgirl Commissioner Gordon's daughter or something?
Yeah. Barbara Gordon. Yeah. But,
see?
I mean, right now...
I've watched TV.
Apparently there's been a mixed reaction from the internet so far. A lot of people's most recent memory of Joss Whedon was a 12-1, which, while not a bad movie, a lot of people rightly complained that they give Black Widow a pretty bad turn.
Well, here's the thing, is if I'm going to judge Joss Whedon by how he treats women in his movies and TV shows, he's definitely more of a net gain positive than a negative. I mean, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay, you say that, but he still kind of sexualized his characters. I mean,
definitely.
Buffy was definitely a strong female character, but they definitely kind of turned her into a... don't get me wrong. It'd be sexy nonetheless, against a woman and not a guy. But to say that she, you know, pretty much say every time they introduce a male character, you know, I mean, it's like, that's one of the driving plot lines of every season, is her hooking up with some dude. Now, I mean, not wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's like, maybe that wouldn't be your primary concern. Background for her being a lady as well, you know. So, and yeah, you know, if you listen to some of the plot points that you never got to do, you know, I mean, yeah, it's weird to there's, see, where she looks at this shot.
Uh-huh.
So, the, where you talk about, they did this reunion where they all got together on the Science Channel and talked about Firefly.
Yeah.
So he reveals he had a script wrote that he didn't get shot, where the Reavers boarded the ship, and, you know, this shot would stop her from getting raped. She takes the shot, anybody that she had sex with in the next 48 hours until that drug wore out. And so the whole episode was supposed to be them trying to rescue her from a Reaver ship, where at the end of the episode, she was trying to ship her to a Reaver, her line ran out of the ring. And for some reason, Fox didn't let him shoot that.
I wonder why. Yeah.
I mean, you but know, no, he...
Maybe there was a reason.
And let's not forget Dollhouse, which was literally a show about a horse. So, I mean, while he has some powerful female characters, to say that they're all treated positive, yeah, you know, are all presented
in a... Put in parallel and also sexualized.
I mean, you could say Frank Miller has a lot of... Right. But, like, Frank Miller has a lot of powerful female characters. They're all hookers and assassins, but they're powerful female characters.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I think it was probably the best.
You know, or at least a female writer.
That's fairly... Well, it might be happening. But...
And again, yeah, it's not...
But his name being attached to the project will get a lot of...
A lot of buzz.
Well, actually, yeah.
I have no idea.
I didn't know.
Making a Nightwing movie. Yeah, the guy who directed the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah. So apparently, yeah, this is how DC announced the movie.
Now, whether or not any of these movies actually see the light of day.
Well, this is also a good thing. We're in talks with Josh Whedon about a Batgirl movie. Maybe that's all. Hey, if we potentially get script for a Batgirl movie, yeah, duh. We're going to release a press release, see what happens. And they could just be waiting to gauge if people are, oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I mean. Well, I mean, there's a legitimate strategy. They've done it in all kinds of things. Fox leaked trailers to the our pilot episodes to torrent sites just to see what people think about it. You see that a lot where people are inside sources, whatever. Oh yeah, if some guy told you here's a press release, just don't say you got it. So there's often little tricks. To get hype generated around buzz, that Weird Al doll. There is a Weird Al one-sided action figure. I would be far more likely to buy the $30 Weird Al than the $300 candy.
Ha 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 ha!
lot of flack for that. But that's because
stuff away.
Yeah, and then the very least, like, okay, you should have this stuff. You should be going. That's almost certainly like it. But no, it looks fun.
Motion capture, don't I get everybody all motion capture to be done by Andy Serkis now?
Well,
Smart
Ruffalo
definitely has a lockdown.
Ironically, Andy Serkis was in it. Smart Ruffalo does motion capture.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd recognize him without little white punk balls all over.
The Marvel Universe has definitely gotten to a point where they can throw in all these fun little cameos that are just, you know, little tiny 30-second things that little Easter eggs enhance the experience. Yeah,
that is a bit of cool bit of world building too.
Yeah, you're like, I've seen that guy.
Yeah, if you were in the Marvel Universe, it makes sense that Captain America would be doing those videos for it.
Captain America would, Steve Rogers would totally do PE videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
you need to stretch out, kids. This is how we win against Hydra, by being physically fit.
Yes.
Steve Rogers deals with Coach. Well, remember, he was frozen through this Just Say No era. What happened to James Bond?
There's still two Thors. Everybody's
so
three Thor. You're a Thor.
Where's the extra hammer?
Counting old, it was ultimate Thors that got sent into the 6.6 universe, but the ultimate universe that came out of Super Thor.
Yeah, so now there's two Thor hammers.
Yes. There's James Thor.
Three count Thor.
He has a what? Sci-fi Thor hammer?
Basically. Yeah, it's kind of a all-time open like Thor. Which I'm not gonna bat out one.
And they never explained any of that. Like even now, they haven't explained whether or not Sabretooth is still inverted to good, or if he's evil, or have it.
X-Men team books.
Yeah.
Well, he's
or
he's supposed
Iron
to be
Man.
Yeah. Did
Iron
stop?
Man become not superior?
I don't know.
Secret Wars is gonna happen, but
yeah.
like why is Iron Man no longer inverted, but Sabretooth and Havoc still are? You know?
Yeah, they just made a whole mess.
Exactly. That's why we usually forget about Avengers stuff in Marvel. Mender's like that because he doesn't care about top tier.
Mender don't give a shit
about.
Which is kind of annoying. He keeps doing like big Earth Shatter things.
They did.
He just can't get like numb now. Like, I can only watch him blow up something.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, I mean. If the world is always about to blow up, then it just becomes an everyday thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, just another Tuesday.
Yes.
You know. Umbrella.
Do you want yourself a Power Rangers helmet?
Me? Not particularly.
Oh, I'm starting to see the use of that game.
So?
I've seen a range of reviews.
What things are you going to like? A friend of mine was just loved it.
And I've seen people who hate it.
Now, which one's worth paying?
The original.
First thing I know, she has
doing a lot of Larry stuff.
Yeah.
They've been really championing the Lawrence-y.
Yeah.
It's been a rough time to be a Larry.
Glad you
a lot of Larry
haters. Glad you made it here in one piece.
You just don't know. I'm not in there.
I can't talk about it on the podcast.
But you can talk about
it. Yeah, I've been on the borderline of just unleashing on everybody. All
I appreciate you.
But other than that, yeah, there's been a lot of distributors being...
gotta use words.
Hey, y'all can't hear my fist shaking?
You have to shake it rather violently in order for it to come on the microphone. Yeah. Like, just the people listening to us here, like, sort of vibrating.
Yeah, so.
To emphasize the point, I did have to call one distributor, and the first words out of my mouth were, "What the fuck, Hank?"
Classic Hank, though.
Tell it,
Dan. What a rude one.
About the Inhumans pie, it was alright. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Was it a prime cut?
So
it was not. I wouldn't say it was a prime cut, but it was a fresh start for the Inhumans.
I assume that this is the fallout from X-Men versus Inhumans.
Yeah, Inhumans versus X-Men. It's basically sort of the resolution to that and the setup for the next phase of both of those titles. New writers are picking up both books and they're going to be going off and they're doing their own complete, totally separate thing. I didn't read X-Men Prime because I dropped X-Men.
No, a lot of people have been dropping X-Men in their life.
I haven't read X-Men since Jason Aaron left Wolverine.
Oh, last one initiative.
Extraordinary X-Men was very disappointing. So, And that was my giving the X-Men a chance. I've never really dove into the X-Men. X-Men's always been sort of a...
I'm usually a one-book X-Men fan. Like, I never read more than that.
Yeah, and X-Men's a hard franchise to read only one book with.
Yeah, for the most part. I got by pretty well when it was Astonishing X-Men, my cousin.
Yeah.
I got by pretty well with Wolverine and the X-Men. And honestly, I think I loved it that one. I think it was after school, you know? And Jason Aaron did a... I'm a big fan of Jason Aaron in general, but like, I really liked him writing the student character, especially with the choir. I'm not sure if I'm saying it's not, I just call it friends, but Q Square.
Yeah.
Which the character would probably hate me. But I don't think that also
probably says mutant power. Yeah, it's been gold, it's been blue. Wonder Woman.
see it as
Doctor Who. Yeah, Doctor Who.
It wasn't
damn.
This is yeah, I think this is it wasn't a bad story, but it definitely makes me wary about what they're going to do.
That would be a button nowadays, apparently.
Well, the next story arc would
be a button nowadays.
Well, the next story arc for Batman and the Flash is
the
button. What is the cover of the book?
That's definitely an iconic image.
Has nothing to do with
it. Yeah. Well, the opening shot for the
if they would have found, say, something like, what's his name? Journal.
Rorschach
Journal. I could see that being.
That's better, yeah. I like it. It's better than that button. Yeah, that is Journal being a little short. Where's the button?
But did more about, you know, breaking the fifth wall than the fourth wall. But you should have known that the watch
was so much better.
They had to build another wall. But you should have known when they redid all those Watchmen stories. The Watchmen were no longer.
Before Watchmen was terrible too.
Yeah.
The only part of Before Watchmen I enjoyed was the Darwin Cook stuff. That was only because Darwin Cook was good.
Darwin Cook.
Progressively in time, one right after
actually, they don't. Short. Yeah.
Last Crusade happened to
I know Timberland too.
I'll look it up. But yeah, no, after the war they were.
I mean,
of course,
yeah. They all feature in the first one. does help the forces. So that, I mean, that is a link there.
So the one that you want to ignore is the one you
do. No, no. I'm not saying I want to ignore it. I thought they were ignoring me and trying to kill off. Ignore it and just trying to kill off the character. I think we'll just try.
That's the thing though, is there's we're gonna go to the buy this for. Yeah, we're gonna go to the one. So I think we'll be able to go to the
I think at this point he is legitimately ready to retire and he doesn't want to.
We had to go to
the I never said the continuity matter. I thought there was a continuity.
There is a continuity. One happens before the other.
I thought they all.
Well,
Indiana Jones is largely irrelevant.
That is true. It doesn't matter what. It could have been about none of them. They could have just found it hard to open all of them.
I assume the Nazis wouldn't have eventually figured it out.
No,
but Nazis have enough people to go, oh, well, all these people died. Eventually, they would have enough slaves that they killed that they would have known every track. Every saw blade would have been covered in blood.
I know why. I know why the Nazis lost their place too. It wasn't because of bad strategy. It's because all of their Nazis were trying to unbalance the artifact.
They were. They squandered their manpower, chasing after relics, and Indiana Jones kept using them.
Well, and. And Temple of Doom is the one that did have an audience. Was it originally intended to be a sequel? Because I know they rewrote it, or a prequel. They rewrote it for the kids.
Well, you see, and, you know, and I have, I watched him when I was younger. So, you know, I always thought it was the whole, like, Kali Moss, you know, I was cool, you know. I always thought it was neat.
I think it's a bad movie.
And, yeah, I don't know. The bridge scene, you know, where they're all falling and everything, I thought that was good. Those definitely stand out as, I mean, iconic scenes for the whole franchise, you know. I mean, I could walk up to a random stranger, you know, and stick my hand out in a certain way and say, "Kalibaka!" And they probably know what they're talking about.
Who are you? I'm
going to
pull out the mace. They'll
pull out your heart.
You know, I mean, you know, you don't really get that with Raiders. So, that doesn't unfortunately stand up to the test of time, you know. But very much.
Right. Nowadays, it looks pretty pretty. That's part of the reason why.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah. No Time for Love, Dr. Jones. That's Temple of Doom, you know. So the only thing I can think of from Raiders is the scene of him grabbing the hat and the face melting, but they're not these quotable scenes.
That's part of the hat. That whole scene, though, with, like, you know, switching out the thing with the weighted bag.
So the way it's the iconic moments from Raiders and, you know, versus Temple of Doom, you know, you've got these, you know, moments that have been parodied often, but they're not quotable, they're not buzzing, they're not catchy.
Yeah,
you
know, okay, but how about the fight with the preempted sword fight with
Harrison Ford was actually a top class, not a top class, a truck worker, had his dad's part. He was literally working on the door at the office they were leaving with her. So he got the part because they, he'd read the line so many times. You know, like this guy, right? Hey, you know, you wanted to do that, you have a sad part, okay. Yeah. That's how he got the part. He never actually he didn't say he was pissed, he was just...
He was there doing a the job, like, oh, you want to pay me how much? Okay.
You know, and
there is, if you watch his first Johnny Carson interview,
people suspect that he was losing
if you go back and watch his earlier, it's believable because he's pretty out of it now. But Guardians 2 with the first one. I enjoyed the first one. Okay, I would like to see the sequel. I am here, though. An hour and a half of baby blues. It's a very important part of it. Now, it's actually just part of it. Bachelor test or whatever. Yeah, or whatever that is. I cannot remember from the last one. Right. But, Solo and Gamora are like, running around. The only things I've seen on the trailer. But of course, I've been trying to avoid them. So. So, well, yeah, the one trailer I saw, you know, that involved anyone other than Rocket and Groot, was Drax laughing at Star-Lord for loving Gamora. What are you most excited for? That is a very dark and sinister looking Star Wars 5.
Haven't seen it. Bad season.
Now that at least kind of makes sense.
Marvin, Martha, versus Marvin and Martha.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do.
Thank you.
did Suicide Squad and No, it was on the cover.
I'm